There's been mud on my soul. There's been anger inside me. There's still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I've been trapped inside so long. Don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too. Let them wash all over you.
If I can stop one heart from breaking, I shall not live in vain. If I can ease one life the aching, or cool one pain, or help one fainting robin unto his nest again, I shall not live in vain. If I can stop one heart from breaking, I shall not live in vain. If I can ease one life the aching, or cool one pain, or help one fainting robin into his nest again, I shall not live in vain. So that's Emily Dickinson. Whatever we do comes back to us. A little help, a little good deed done by us goes a long way in bringing merits to us in future. So domino effect. There are various effects described in science. Butterfly effect, domino effect. Whatever you do, that does cause some effect somewhere. No action is without effect. That action may be even at the thought level, because the entire universe is one. This is the ocean of vibrations. We are living in that ocean of vibrations. We are living in the ocean of energy. Everything is energy. Every thought is energy. Every emotion is energy. Every desire is an energy. And things are connected, related, interconnected and interrelated. They talk of universal mind. There is an individual mind and universal mind. One mind. So, in this world, everything is connected. It's very important. Yesterday also we saw in 12 laws of karma, one of the laws was this, that small is connected to big. Small is the part of the big. So don't think that if you are doing this, it will not help you, because every small thing ultimately becomes the part of the big thing. Just visit to some sacred place may change your thoughts. somebody is highly disturbed and he reaches a saintly person, there is a sea change that can happen. So small is connected to the whole. Small contributes to the whole. Every drop is important. Every drop of the ocean contributes to the ocean. So word says, I shall not live in vain if I can ease one pain. If I can help that fainting robin, that bird into his nest again, I shall not live in vain. To help, to cooperate, is to become the part of that, is to become the part of that bigger picture. And in turn, you get blessings. Baba often talks of three types of blessings. Your own blessing, blessing from souls, and blessings from God Himself. And when you help somebody, when somebody needs it the most, when there is a need, it pays you dividends. And if that help is in God's work, you get the biggest mileage in the long run. Every small help towards this godly yajna, for this godly yajna. And Baba needs just one help from all of us. And what is that? Your purity. That is the only help he needs, he wants. The establishment of the new world takes place just by two powers. The power of purity and the power of yoga. That's it. Without yoga, there is no purity. And without purity, there is no meditation. We often hear this story of Sudama in scriptures, in Murlis. We have been hearing it. It's also the story of friendship, the divine friendship. God is Samadarshi. He doesn't differentiate. For him, all are same. No matter who the person is, from which background, from which socio-economical status. To make God as friend is one of the divine friendships, one of the best relationships with God. So this relationship, you often seen this, is bitten fried rice. They were friends. We all know the story. Still in short, if you see the life of an incarnation, it's worth learning. And Krishna is said to be the biggest incarnation, the highest, the greatest, with 16 celestial degree full. He was in Gokul. He used to play flute. But his part in Gokul finished. After that, he never remembered that place. And also, he never took up the flute again, ever in his life. Because the part was here and it is over now. So chapter closed, new chapter opened. This coming to Mathura, killing Jarasandha, giving the sovereignty to his grandfather and so on. And then he moves on to this ashram for learning. Here, his friend Sudama asks him, why don't you play the flute? We have often heard, we have been hearing that you used to play flute. He says, I cannot play anymore. The part of playing the flute was here. It is over. This is the example of the man who lives in the present. Not to brood over the past. Not to repent for it. Not to live in some flimsy world which is about to come. Not to sit and daydream. The philosophy of Krishna is the philosophy of the present. This moment. The power of now. No matter what was there in the past, however good it is, however bad it is gone. It doesn't exist. It no more is the reality. That is the first thing which we learn here. They come to that ashram, Sandipani ashram, which is shown near Ujjaini. It is. And the people have tried to stress the place. So the Guru Mata, the mother who is there, she sends them to the forest and she gives them some peanuts and tells them to share. But it starts raining and this Sudama eats that peanut on his own without sharing with. So indirectly, he has incurred loss upon himself. Whenever you have to hide something from others, there is a great danger of guilt consciousness within you. It is best to have transparency in relationships. When the relationships are not transparent, they become opaque. Two persons try to hide things from each other. It is that time that the confusion starts and there is a loss of faith. Because if you discover something about your partner, about your friend, about your colleague, about the person with whom you are in contact with from a third person, that hurts. So transparency is very important in any relationship. When this transparency is lost, the relationship gradually deteriorates. You know, one of the greatest challenges in India is the rate at which the divorce cases are happening. Yesterday, one sister called me and she was asking, then on this 8th of March, they have to organize a program, Adrishya Nari Vaibhav. That's the topic they have given. In man, there is an invisible woman. And in every woman, there is an invisible man. This is the topic. They are organizing a program on 8th March, International Women's Day. And they are inviting all the lawyers, judges, to glorify women. But those people suggested that you also focus on this divorce thing. And don't, men alone are not responsible. So she was discussing this thing yesterday. So yes, transparency is very important. So Sudama was not transparent. He rather hid the things from Krishna. And in fact, this was a pap. This was a sin which was inadvertently committed by him, for which he had to pay. When Guru Mata heard, she said that you will be reduced to poverty soon. And the same happened. He became a pauper. He became a poor person. And Krishna became the king of Dwarka. His poverty has no limits. And his wife keeps on pestering him all the time. But he has full faith in his friend. So ultimately, he decides. His wife cajoles him. Ultimately, he decides to go and meet his friend. But how can he go empty-handed? So he takes some rice, raw beaten fried rice. So his friends ask him, the journey is very long. He's from Porbandar and Dwarka. The journey is long. What if some thieves come and take away your possessions? He says, I don't have anything except love of God. So if somebody steals that, he will also become a devotee. So it's good. That's a very good statement. I don't have anything except love of God. If somebody steals, he will also become the lover of God. So he reaches and informs the guard that tell Krishna that I have come, but he is a beggar. And the guards don't entertain him much. But when Krishna hears that, he comes running barefoot walk, and takes him, escorts him inside. He makes him sit on his own throne, washes his feet, drinks the water. Hospitality, royal hospitality. And then he says, what have you got for me? And Sudama, looking at his mansion, looking at his riches, the huge abundance, the opulence, is little hesitant to show what he has got. But ultimately, he shows him and he sees Krishna is eating that with great relish. He is enjoying it. conscious eating. The test is not in the food, but in the mind. When the mind is full of love, you can enjoy anything. You don't need cooked. When the mind is full of love, you enjoy anything. So he's enjoying so much. And what is happening? The first portion he takes, his house is converted into house of gold. Second portion, mansion, garden. Third portion, his wife, Sudama's wife, is getting more and more. So it's shown that whatever you give to God, they say divides into four portions. First portion, second portion, third portion, fourth portion. But the moment he is about to take fourth portion, Krishna's wife stop him. Stop, otherwise all your things will gone. You are giving everything to your friend. Because the more you eat, things are disappearing from here. So it's better to eat less. You know that? If you want to lengthen thy life, lessen thy food. That's the saying. If you want to lengthen thy life, longevity. The best book ever written on longevity is by Hotima Hilton. And everyone should read that book. Long Life in Florida. The name of the book is Long Life in Florida. Hotima Hilton. Hotima Hilton is the father of this journey. We are back in 1960s. After that, so many other people came. Wiley Brooks and Jasmine, and later on, so many others. In that book, he mentions thousands of people who have lived, somebody 150 years, 115 years, 116 years. And what is the secret of their living? The secret is not food, but pure air. We are focused so much only on food, 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 food. But nobody thinks about pure air. The atmosphere is so polluted everywhere. It is the pure air which is needed for lungs, for the health of every organ, which is nowhere there. In the COVID, everybody is asking which to, what to eat and what not to eat. Nobody asks what to breathe. There is no question, there is no discussion on breathing at all. It is the breathing, we are breathing animals. It is the breath of life which is responsible for everything. The purer the air, you start becoming healthier. You enter the polluted atmosphere of Delhi, Mumbai, your health deteriorates. You come to mountains, purer air, hill stations, AQI. What is the AQI? Today's AQI? Okay, forget. Mount Abu's AQI, less than 50. If you go and see Delhi's, it is 300. AQI less than 50 is always good. Pure air. So that is what is needed for living. So it's good to have less. That's why the saying goes, the less is more. The less you have, the better it is. Sudama returns home, and to his utter surprise, to his wonder, he sees everything has changed. Life is no more the same. His wife is wearing so many ornaments. His house has changed. So whenever you contribute anything to God's work, everything of your life will change. Even if it doesn't change, your drishti will change, your attitude, your vritti will change. And when the inside changes, when the within changes, without changes on its own. So, help. Cooperate. How? First, through mind, man, body, wealth, through your speech, through your connections, through your relationships, whichever, whatever way you want to contribute. It is not that only the wealth you can contribute. If you don't have wealth, to create, to generate positive thoughts, to stay in that positive feelings. Your sthiti is the greatest help to this yajna. Your angelic stage is what Baba wants as a gift. There are so many murlis of Shivratri where Baba said, what gift you all people will give me? I don't want your money. I don't want anything from you. I want your angelic stage. I want your undisturbed stage. That is the greatest help to me. Because the calmer you become, you create a calmer atmosphere, a tranquil atmosphere. And that placid atmosphere, that pacific environment is a help to so many. Whosoever comes in that gamut, within that gamut, within that domain, feels those vibrations of peace, of love, of bliss, of happiness. So is this not a great help? The whole world is suffering. There's a misery. There are pangs. Every heart is crying. There are sorrows. There are tears and nothing but tears. So, with your mind you help. With your body you help. Gross service. What is in this body otherwise? There's a great lecture, speech by Ayesha. Ayesha Chowdhury. She died at the age of 15. 18. At the age of 18 in 2015. Youngest motivational speaker. She was suffering from lung fibrosis. You can go and listen to her speeches. A small girl and giving such powerful speeches. She is no more. She died at the age of 18. She was suffering from that condition of the lungs, where the lungs become fibrosed, and so many trials and tribulations, so many admissions in the hospital. She says a very beautiful statement. I suffer from lung fibrosis, but I suffer from happy lung fibrosis. Happy lung fibrosis. So, if you suffer from diabetes, suffer from happy diabetes. If you suffer from hypertension, suffer from happy hypertension. No negativity about it. If you suffer from heart disease, let it be happy heart disease. A small girl taught so many things. So body, otherwise, she says, all those who are sitting in this assembly, in this hall, after 10, 100 years, nobody would be there. This would become, then this nobody is going to stay after 100 years. Are we? Everybody is going to die. So then what is the gist? What is the secret of living? The secret is to enjoy every moment, to convert every situation of the life into a celebration. This is the life not of fasting but feasting. It is not just celibacy but celebration. It is not celibacy alone. It is celebration. Every moment should become festive. Every moment should become a festival. Baba says utsah, that will become everything turn into utsav. Utsav amar jati, anand amar gotra. That's a Bengali poet Chandidas who says that this is my jati, utsav. Enthusiasm is my caste. Anand amar gotra, this is my gotra. So life should become a series of celebration. Every day is a festival. That's life. So this Sudama guy is teaching many things. So contribute. Wealth, your body, your relationship, everything should become service. Your existence should become service to this yajna. Where you stand, service should take place. Service is not about catching hold of somebody and start pumping knowledge. Service has nothing to do with that. You just stand. Your vibrations do act. That alone will do service. Om Shanti.